The municipality of Chanchamar has announced it will be acquiring the Sackville train station from Via Rail. In a news release Wednesday afternoon, the municipality says the agreement with Via will ensure the train station's preservation and future revitalization for the benefit of the community. Via will sign over ownership of the train station in exchange for the municipality taking on maintenance of the historic building as well as snow clearing. The release says that after renovations, Via passengers will again have access to an indoor waiting area at the station, but does not specify who is responsible for taking on those renovations. CHMA has reached out to Via for further details. The municipality says it intends to lease the station to a local business that expressed interest, but does not specify which or what type of business will be leasing the station. It does say the initiative aligns with the municipality's commitment to heritage preservation and economic development. Mayor Andrew Black was unavailable to comment on the new agreement, but in the news release stated the agreement allows the municipality to maintain a key historical landmark, repurpose it for community use, and continue to support rail service in Chanchamar. Transport Action Atlantic is a nonprofit advocacy group focused on public transportation, including passenger rail. CHMA called up Tim Heyman, president of Transport Action Atlantic, to get his take on the news, and we caught Heyman in transit himself on Wednesday afternoon.
Yes, conveniently enough, I'm actually not on a train, which is often more of what we're typically focused on, but I'm actually on the Fundy Rose, Bay Ferries Limited ferry here between Digby and St. John. We actually just left the Digby terminal about 10, 15 minutes ago on the way across to St. John for some work stuff over that way. So you
heard the news of that the municipality of Chanchamar shared today that they are acquiring the Sackville train station. What's your reaction to that news?
Well, my reaction right away is I think it's fantastic news. I will say as somebody who, you know, rides the train very often through Sackville, and actually last year for the first time actually took the train to and from Sackville a couple of times, I will say it's absolutely like very, very welcome news for passengers using the station there. It's, I think, promising to be a pretty huge improvement for the overall kind of passenger experience boarding and detraining there.
Now, this is an arrangement between the municipality and Via Rail, and the municipality takes over sort of maintenance of the station area and ownership of the station. This I guess is a help to Via and allows the municipality to do something with the rest of the train station. Is this a kind of arrangement you've seen in other municipalities, and how has it worked there?
It's an arrangement we see actually in quite a few municipalities across Canada on Via's network. I don't have a figure on exactly how many arrangements there are like this, but I know that there are certainly a few examples on the Oceans route between Halifax and Montreal. But we also have examples in some stations in Quebec City Windsor corridor and out west as well. And these sort of arrangements, there's certainly some good examples of these working quite well. And you don't have to look very far from Sackville actually to find one, that the town of Amherst has a very similar arrangement there. So there's a lot of train stations that obviously as Via services been cut back, and especially with shifts to being able to do more ticketing and things like that online, Via had removed station staff from a lot of stations along the route, and there are quite a few that ended up closed entirely. And so the train will still stop there, but you're just, you know, getting on and off kind of on a platform with no amenities whatsoever.
I mean, the Sackville train station right now is, like you mentioned, there's no more staff there. It's just a stop and the building is completely shuttered and closed down. So this arrangement will actually, you know, reopen the building to Via Rail passengers. So I guess there's a definite advantage for the passenger service there. And similar to Amherst, there looks like there is going to be some kind of partnership with a local business to help, you know, utilize the rest of the building. Is this kind of arrangement, do you think it's helpful for helping maintain service, passenger rail service in small towns?
I think this is the kind of arrangement that really has the potential to take, you know, stations in places that are especially that have less frequent service and actually be able to provide more of a valuable use for the building. So having these other, you know, tenants that can actually take up space there, that makes it more of a relevant place for the community and something that's, you know, more useful space, draws more people in, but also then gives the opportunity to have some sort of maintained waiting area that improves the experience for passengers. I think it's really beneficial kind of all around on that. And you would also hope that, you know, it may do something to also help make using the train easier for people and more appealing. And maybe it also gets people coming into, you know, if it's a restaurant or some other business that opens up, it gives people a reason to actually go into the train station, be more aware of the service that is provided there. And those are all the sorts of things that, you know, hope will get more people interested in and advocating for improvements to the actual train service itself. And, you know, maybe actually someday seeing more than just one train a few days a week coming through there.
Yeah, speaking of that, that's sort of, you know, Transport Action Atlantic focuses on, you know, public transit of all types, and train passenger train service is one of those things. What are, you know, what's the prospects for the ocean, our passenger rail service here in the Maritimes? What are the prospects of, you know, seeing a return to at least daily service or some better service for passenger rail here?
Well, I'd love to say that there's a more immediately kind of positive outlook, although I do have one positive thing I'll circle back to on here. But I think in the more immediate term, you know, it looks like despite our advocacy on this and a lot of people pushing for this, VIA is in a spot right now, you know, with the equipment that they have available and the resources that they have available, it seems we're likely stuck with this current service level for the immediate future, although, again, that's something that the Transport Action Atlantic continues to advocate for. We've been adamant that there are ways that the service could be enhanced and improved and expanded without a ridiculously, you know, large investment required. Now, looking a little bit farther out, there is a bit of hope on the horizon, or we'd like to say that, although we have to keep pushing to make sure this moves along, that last year VIA did launch the first stages of procurement for a new long-distance train fleet, which will be a full replacement of all of the train equipment that's operating on the ocean and the Canadian and the other remote regional trains across the country. And one of the hopes as part of that process is that that will also provide them with the equipment, not just to be able to, you know, replace what's currently in service and is in rather dire need of replacement, but also to hopefully expand those services as well and facilitate the return of a daily service in this part of the region. And that's something that we've been really, you know, continuing to push for and advocate for. The downside of that, of course, is that that's, you know, a ways out. Even if this procurement moves along as quickly as it can, we're still looking at likely the early 2030s by the time that equipment is still in place. So, you know, we continue to push for, you know, trying to find ways to improve things in the more immediate term. And the one positive that I'll circle back to in terms of what we're seeing at the moment is that even with VIA having pretty restricted, like obviously only running 3 days a week and having less equipment to work with, we have been seeing really positive uptick in ridership on the ocean since in the years coming out of the pandemic after we had that extended shutdown of service. It's actually not at all uncommon now to see trains consistently sold out or very close to it through a lot of the year, including parts of the off season where the traffic was typically a lot lighter. So I think there's some really encouraging signs there in terms of, you know, within the scope of what's being provided right now, people are absolutely using the train, and we'll certainly, you know, would hope that helps kind of send a message to VIA, and also more importantly, a message to the federal government that there is a demand for that service, and that if it could actually provide provide more trains and more capacity on those trains, then you could definitely be carrying a lot more people than we are right now.
That's Tim Heyman, president of Transport Action Atlantic. On Wednesday, the municipality of Tanchamar announced it had made an agreement with VIA Rail to take over the Sackville train station in exchange for maintenance of the building. The municipality says it plans to lease the station to an unnamed local business. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.